Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
VorPal Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
Well, here's a suggestion from me, at least. Don't leave home alone. Ever.
Oh,
well,
why would I?
Runs to the back onto the paint can tighter string.
Yes, well...
Sorry.
I'm going to see what I can do to get this sorted out, but...
What's your ability?
Now, since we've talked about what you want to do, we need to fix those.
I see.
I take it he's pointing at the wounds I have.
You are ambushed by gnomes and dragged off into the darkness.
Yeah.
Into the darkness.
Okay.
I think
suddenly people hear something. Feel better yet?
Nipples rip out of her shirt.
That they're doing cold treatment.
Seeing out of strength, they're calm.
Well, you know, I'd like to say at least I've done what I can, short of grabbing them all and forcing them onto a boat off the island.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, back to the rest of the group.
It's nighttime.
Yeah, you guys leave, and it was, of course, a nice eventful party after the nice series of jokes that did lighten the mood slightly.
I feel dirty. Someone hit me. Someone please hit me.
What happened to Tona? She just left.
Someone hit me.
Well,
James
hit me.
What's
your AC? What's your 5 foot in AC?
What's the elf in that situation?
The elf? Yes. Oh, God.
I don't remember.
That's crazy.
And I was told by Dick here that...
thanks, Steven. She was being rude by an orc?
The blood came from the orc.
Oh.
She broke her orc.
Wait, these are daggers.
Oh.
Evidently, Tana broke
I'm gonna
the
have
orc.
Some damage control to run when I get back.
How did an orc get in here?
I don't know, but they were having sex in the side room. He probably crawled in through a window.
I hate you so much. You're like 20. I hate
as
you.
As I stab you with steak knives.
I didn't know she was for orcs.
You better.
By the way, if there were any other elves in the group, they'd probably be vomiting right about it, you know, at best thought.
Hey, I didn't tell the whole crowd, just her.
And I just told her.
Yeah.
Him.
And then I'm probably going to tell my wife.
You know, at least you two have a clearer understanding of what's going on.
This is a story. I'm going to go to a bar.
I'm with you. Bad information. Spread rumors.
Yes.
So we saw this epic thing one time. There's an elf and orc, but it wasn't the orc creeping the elf. It was the elf creeping the orc, but the elf was Tana.
And the orc was, like, bleeding.
A lot.
You know, honestly, this would increase my fear streak.
It would increase your fear streak, but, you know, you'd occasionally have an orc walk up to you go... and you'd be like... Alright.
I might need to learn orcish just because they have dirtier taunt... Dirtier curse.
Andre, since I now have a badge, when we go home and send my wife up to the bedroom, I become upstairs in like strip uniform with a badge.
Alright, so you guys now get to decide what you want to do from here.
Oh. I don't have a choice in what I do for a little while.
Yeah.
I force my wife to be nice.
What are you going to do?
Give me an intimidate.
I guess I work on that.
Intimidate? You're going to force her? Or are you going to actually try to convince her to be nice?
Well, she won't respond.
You'll be nice when I'm around.
Okay.
23. Oh, that's cute.
Just so you know, intimidate wears off as soon as you leave the person's presence, and then they hate you.
I don't think she hates him. I think she's like, oh, it's cute. He's trying to take control of the relationship.
23 on diplomacy.
Okay. Please. Please.
Say, diplomatizing my wife would do. Please be neutral. Be neutral. Don't be you.
What?
Why?
Evil's so much more fun.
If I was good, this would make more sense. I'm not. Be neutral.
Yes, no,
actually
detect evil is bad.
So what you're doing is you're doing the Civ 4 thing of, you should adopt hereditary rule because it's awesome. I'm already in universal suffrage. Adopt hereditary rule. It's our favorite government.
All the cool civilizations are doing that.
Yes, it's basically what I'm trying to do. Notice why I'm not even trying to roll on this.
If we actually can try to convince her of the benefits of not, you know, having negative karma.
Okay, so 2 days later, you guys once again.
I suffer negative karma.
2 days later, you
I'm
guys are.
I'm pretty sure I stole lots of things.
Yes.
Okay.
2 days later, you guys are eating lunch in Saphira's parlor, deciding what to do. Bam.
Why are you in my?
I wouldn't. So we can't go to her parlor. She's in disguise. Everyone come to my place or the Coliseum. Okay. Oh, he's a good cook.
All right, you're at Dick's house.
I'm not saying that we.
We'll have a Wi-Fi.
Okay. Together,
but I'm vetoing that my parlor there.
Okay. So you guys are in there eating delicious food cooked by a devilishly handsome woman. Sorry.
Okay. Devilishly sexy.
Devilishly beautiful. Anywho.
There you go.
Bam! That's the scene.
So we still have a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 necromancers to kill.
Oh, hey.
What's next?
And those 3 people we're supposed to offer whatever.
We have never been officially given that list yet.
Oh,
by the way, Lugbogus may be trying to kill us soon, too.
Yeah, we figured that would happen.
What? Because you screwed an orc?
Yeah,
I was the orc.
Ooh, roll we need to go back to the bar.
Yeah, we gotta change that story a little bit.
The elf was the body used by the Blood Lotus to give me who I was supposed to kill.
Who are you supposed to kill?
Bale.
So you weren't having sex with an orc?
No, I was trying to.
He was the orc having sex with an elf.
No. Oh. Dick, shut up.
I saw it myself! That's
you didn't see shit!
We were talking at the bar.
You know what? I expected better of you, Saphira.
What? Then hearing this from a bar and then telling other people about it?
That I told
no.
the person who told her.
I figured you'd be more rational than to listen to anything Dick says.
It wasn't me who told her!
I hate you so much, Kansas.
She's snowing.
Yeah. It's sticking, too.
Hey, guys.
It's sleet, too. Mom said Vincent
it was 58, and now it's snowing.
I think it's spring in, like, tomorrow, in like an hour and 45 minutes. And
we're getting sleet.
It's snowing now.
I fucking hate Kansas.
And yesterday, I was out biking without a coat.
Yep.
Yeah, it was nice.
58 earlier today. Now it's down to like 31.
What? All the bars are talking about it.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure I know who to thank for that.
I don't know how, but it all started with the 4 ones that I primarily go to. Somehow, when we went to the next one, they already knew.
And I'm fairly certain the story's probably warped by now because that's just how these things work.
Well, I'm not going to try and correct you anymore, because obviously you're not paying attention.
Well, no, because you never told me the whole story, so what happened? Blood Lotus spy, I heard that part.
Okay.
You're having sex with an elf Blood Lotus spy. Is this what they, when you hit them?
There was no sex involved.
My longsword, ho!
Oh, okay, so it was all a cover-up for you not having sex, and the Blood Lotus was trying to give you their assassination target.
Yes, I'm supposed
with
to
lots of sex.
I'm supposed to kill a man named Bale.
I didn't notice.
I refused and
so
attacked the Blood Lotus who gave me the order.
You're supposed to kill the Lord of Destruction?
That was stupid.
Andre? At which point,
I noticed
things went bad, and he fled the body, leaving a screaming elf.
And
I went out of disguise to assume a different form, and fled.
Okay. So the Blood Lotus is now going to kill you. Sounds great.
Well, remember, we all have contracts on our head.
Man, you just screwed us over.
You know,
okay.
The Blood Lotus don't scare me nearly as much as other people.
Well,
They have more magic tricks than anyone.
What can I say, dear? I put the fear of God into you.
Yeah. Actually, I think that was probably the deity we fought that did that.
No. He's just kind of comical.
What?
Well, at least he's a cool guy.
Eight.
It's cool. Well, now that I've spread that, and, you know, Richard probably didn't listen to a word I said.
Oh, I heard everything you said. I just don't care.
I'm well aware. Dick.
Well, do we have any...
That's his name. Don't worry about.
Do we have any other casts other than Necromancers?
Well, we haven't given the list of the three. We have these Necros. We could go on an all-out attack against the Bloodlotus.
They are one of our enemies, and they're one of the Thieves Guild's enemies. And we're going to have to deal with them eventually. I just hope it wouldn't be this soon.
But
we can recruit other Thieves Guild folk to help.
I had a problem with killing a guy who runs an orphanage. And openly opposes the Blood Lotus.
So that's what he does?
Yes.
Hey, we could go to him for help.
Hey, guy, the Blood Lotus wants me to kill you.
But we heard you're openly against them. Let's take them down. We're here to help.
Right, guards, arrest this woman.
Yeah.
You are a deputized member.
Shot the shit.
Yeah, I don't see
your point, honestly.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't see your point either.
We don't have to mention that you're supposed to kill him.
Yeah, true.
They can just say
the Blood Lotus is trying to kill you. Yeah.
Yes.
Pablo is already at his home.
So we're planning to fight Blood Lotus?
I suppose, yes, we can try and gain allies against the Blood Lotus. Yes.
That's my suggestion.
It may or may not be hard, depending on how fearful they are. And how many people know of them.
Well, we know one that'll be allied with us.
Yes.
He's good.
And James needs to know about this quickly.
Yes.
I thought you thought I was talking about. I honestly don't know if the Thieves Guild will be able to do this right.
By the way,
They would. They'd be the moral support. Oh, you're fighting the Blood Lotus?
Good luck. How much did the gnomish treatment heal me by?
Or they fixed you.
Yeah. Probably now you have this twitch every now and then.
You now have 6 gears in the back of your head.
Actually, that's probably not new. Remember, I was the father's assistant for a while.
Okay, subject.
That too. On the upside, I can go back to spending time with the Blue Ups now.
Probably is a good idea.
Yes.
I suppose we can.
My wife needs to follow me everywhere she goes now, or wherever I go.
Why?
Yes, I suppose we not go. By ourselves anywhere.
Ah, well, Tana, I hear about the orcish gangbang, was it?
No, it wasn't a gangbang. There's only
that's what I heard.
Really? Where'd you hear this from?
It's a tavern that they went with Storma Hammer.
Ooh. So what's the details on that one?
I don't care. I don't give two shakes of what you think.
Yes, well, my husband asked me to not kill... to be nice.
Yes, you know, to be nice, not just not kill her.
You don't
be
have
nice.
To force yourself just for me.
You be nice, too.
No, you don't have to force yourself for her, but the orc does.
Well, I don't think
there was a lot of force.
I heard it was kind of forcing yourself on the orcs.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That sounded pretty forceful to me.
Blood, guts, stains.
Also, the orcs can at least make it.
So, how are we planning on getting recruits to assist us against the Blood Lotus?
Now it's just fun, Tana.
Yeah. Honestly, the only one here who's probably serious is her.
She might
I
honestly
totally
not know.
I'm serious about spreading rumors that are amusing to me.
I'm sure she's
amused. I'm certain it's
going to
be greatly harmful to you.
It will be when the orcs start. No, the orcs when they start.
No,
non-lethal now.
But the thing about that is, it's probably that type of orc that would like that.
Oh, yeah. Do it again.
Oh, hurts so good.
Yeah. You're just like, I can't make
it. Oh,
I'm doing it, Tona. And she's like, in public, she just hit me. Awesome.
Tona's juicing my pants.
Right, so this is the X-rated edition of New Hope.
Well, I guess my desire to set up a new identity just became a lot more present.
By the way, I actually didn't do this to you for once.
Oh, by the way, Andre, did I actually finish subduing? Subduing. Wow, wooing that woman.
Yeah. Okay. It's fairly quick. She's desperate.
Okay, that was easy.
Well,
so is that? Honey, is that shop still available down at Copper?
Yes, and dancing lessons start tomorrow.
Promise. Let's start an adventure tomorrow, guys.
You promised, dear. Cross your heart.
Yeah, but I'm not fighting the forces of necromancy.
And dancing will help you with your footwork.
And remember, Steven, you should tell that woman to go find someone who cares.
As well as he's like, well, you're whipped.
I didn't mean to. That's the problem.
She looks at your wife and goes, isn't it wonderful when they get like that? Oh, yes. They're so easy.
All right, you need to keep your wife away from my wife.
I thought you hated her.
Your wives are strange.
I don't hate her. She's a wonderful person.
Wait. Does she know?
No.
I was speaking to his wife, by the way.
No, she's a... I would never say that I hate anyone. I'm a very caring person, despite what being a witch may label me as.
And a bitch.
Okay.
Bitch!
Bitchy?
I'm not a bitch.
I'm
a bitch.
There's a bitch over there!
Ooh, she can make you a love charm for the orcs!
So, let's go ahead and... do something.
All right. Yeah, can we advance the plot? So, have to figure out what we can do to get support against the Blood Lotus.
Well, that would require going out and gathering information.
We
going
can try
out
and make them public, because a lot of people don't know they're there.
And how? Just spread rumors and have that...
That would actually make us a much larger target, I think.
Yeah.
The Reapers. They're out there. Oh, God. He's going on about this again.
I'm gonna laugh if you walk up to the Blood Lotus, just remember that, realizing the Blood Lotus are out there.
Just go to the Terminus system and stay out of our way.
Just go, dude. Shut up. You're weird.
You're politically unsavvy. now that you're the Galactic Hero and spouting rumors about Galactic Doom.
I am the Council for Humans, not you. Go to your office and think about what I've said.
Ooh. Oh, that was beautiful.
That. All right. So, Blood for the Blood God.
Let's go talk to the guy.
Why don't we gather information?
Wait, no, we should talk to the Lord of Destruction.
Wait, go talk to the Lord of Destruction? Who?
Yeah, Bale.
He runs an orphanage.
So?
He's the Lord of Power, remember?
More than just political power,
apparently. Hey.
Evidently, Lord of Destruction needs political power to get the Soul Stone back. Yeah. Then he can start reaping havoc in the Northlands to destroy the World Stone.
Again. For the third time.
And then the heroes can come and stop him. Again.
And Tyrael will still be
And then those same heroes can go try on a harder difficulty.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Actually,
okay.
I don't know if I'm
going to
go.
Alright.
I'm not going.
Alright, you stay at your house.
Yes. You don't want to go talk to Lord Destruction.
Well, I'm trying to put myself in my character's position, and to me,
yeah,
this has nothing to do with
James
and stuff. It's just, he kind of got into some shit, and yeah. I'm like,
well,
okay.
The Blood Lotus are the ancient enemies of the Thieves Guild.
It will actually involve us, no matter what.
I know, but
trust me,
it
you'll
doesn't
be attacked.
Feel like it, so therefore I'm going to stay at home.
Okay. So you don't think it'll happen, but it will, but you don't think
I'm not going to
remember
by the Blood Lotus.
I'm trying to be in character here.
Yeah, remember, Rudy Hura doesn't have any experience with the Blood Lotus.
I know, that's what I said.
I got kidnapped by the freaking Blood Lotus.
No, you didn't.
You got kidnapped by...
Yes, she was. She's by the Blood Lotus and handed over to the dragon.
Yeah,
that's true, that's true.
Okay, so let's go talk to the Lord of Destruction.
I did talk to James.
Okay.
I suppose we're talking to this guy first.
Yeah. All right.
Better than what you guys are
doing. Hey, now
you're going to
I have plenty
dragons.
Of sex with my wife.
My wife.
I
my wife's
have
like
quarter
sex
dragons.
Devil.
Damn it.
So you guys head over to this orphanage. It is indeed an orphanage that has been set up in Copper
District.
Is it
really good for us to go to the orphanage today?
Well, you guys will get to talk about all your dirty things around children.
What dirty things? I haven't said a word about it. I pull an 8-year-old child and say, did you hear about Tom?
I think I got my merciful greatsword back at this point.
Well, I have plus 4 damage against elves.
I have a merciful sap.
Okay. It is. It's basically called the New Hope Orphanage. It was built basically by this guy. Personal funding. And it kind of picks up, you know, the young kids and whatnot that he can.
Okay.
So you guys are now at the orphanage, standing up outside. It's a little old nun sweeping the doorstep.
Damn it.
Are you trying to slime?
No.
What are you talking about?
How much do I want to know this guy's secrets?
I really don't.
You can just spend hours ahead of time.
This isn't gather information. This is not local. Local.
Oh, okay.
That's right. I can check this.
Ooh.
Well, two better each time, I guess.
My ring's ready today.
Keep going, and you know you might actually get something. You need a 30.
Oh, I have a 25.
Well, then you're gonna have to beg someone for Benny, so you can hopefully get 5 higher.
No.
What are you trying to do?
I strongly doubt I'm gonna use my bennies.
We've had like no combat today, so not a lot of bennies.
You fought.
Decided we went and killed one of these dudes.
Ah, oh, damn it! I won one away.
Okay, miscellaneous
modifier of one.
Jessica gives you AIDS.
Okay, now you're just a spreader of AIDS.
Okay, let's see. How many bennies was burned on this? 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what is this for?
Okay.
Knowing his secrets.
No, it's local. See if he knows any dirty secrets. Or at least dirty rumors.
If he has any dirty secrets.
Plus 1,
isn't it?
Plus 2? Okay.
So I have 31.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, you've heard rumors about this guy. Well, he's, of course, you know, running for politics and whatnot. But there's, of course, been a lot of speculation as to where this guy got his money. Because he's, of course, putting himself through political office and whatnot.
That's a lot of money. I don't even have that much money.
Mm-hmm. He's putting himself there.
That's gold district, not platinum district kind of money.
Mm-hmm. But he's living in silver. So there's been speculation as to how he got his money. There are 3 rumors, as of currently, that you know of.
That I know of.
That you know of. 1, he of course sold his soul.
We know who to talk to about
that. Can you ask if your wife knows him?
Actually, you can check and see if he's got a brand.
2,
or wherever they put it, maybe it's on his ass or something.
2, that he has made a pact with underworld people. Like Thieves Guild or something like that.
That does not make you enough that much money. Normally.
3, finally, he takes some of the orphans and adopts them to wealthy enough people.
Slave trader.
Ah.
Those are the 3 rumors that you can think of. No one's really ever gone and looked into it too hard. Because, you know, most people don't want to know where other people's money comes from. Because once that happens, everyone starts looking where everyone else's money comes from, and then
it creates a political wind storm that catches everybody and then everybody
shit storm, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to feel really bad if this guy is a slave trader and I just let him go free.
And then have to and then end up killing him later, but without the Blood Lotus as, like, condolence.
Blood Lotus are like, well, should we count that? I mean, she did, but
so would they give her another chance?
No, why don't give her another chance? I mean, seriously, she might be a good agent.
The issue here is, you know, as long as I continue helping them, they'll just continue holding the blow-ups over my head and get me to kill more and more people for them.
For them.
You're now from Boston.
No, from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Range.
It's Brooklyn. Trust me, like,
what is Boston,
6 people in my guild are from Brooklyn, so they all have that accent.
But the Brooklyn
it's
people,
very entertaining.
Are they all assholes?
No, actually, they're quite nice.
Okay, they're not from New Jersey, then.
No.
So.
They're from Brooklyn.
New Jersey.
Those are just rumors you know of. As you guys are standing outside the orphanage with the little old nun sweeping the stairs.
Quit texting me, Mom!
Suppose I approach the little one then.
Another pig.
Oh, hello, dearie!
She's trying to make
sorry
it
to bother
home.
You, but we're looking for Mr. Bale. Is he in?
Oh, yes, I think he is!
I'm actually going to...
Who's down in the kitchen?
I'm actually going
to
be
shopping. As long as I shift over to evil, I could go assassin.
Maybe you see him.
Yes, assassin.
Oh, yes, go on in, dearie. Mm-hmm. Thank
but you.
You
kind of have to focus on it.
I nod at her as I go by.
Having all these class, different classes might be a bad idea.
Well, I would have...
Oh, what cute kids.
10 rangers, 2 bloodhounds, and then go assassin.
I would advise talking to Andre and see if you could switch some out of bits.
No. So, you guys walk in, and of course, you know, there are kids running around. It's an orphanage.
I love kids, so it's not about me.
Wee! Hey, kids!
Whatever.
Eventually find your way to the cafeteria, where you see the older gentleman. He's an older half-elf. He's sitting there with basically the lunch ladies helping prepare, like, PBJs and whatnot. He is, of course, dressed incredibly well.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, everyone else around here is also dressed fairly well.
Mm. Oh, Mr. Bell.
Oh, yes. PBJ.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take one. Thank you.
He hands you a little carton of milk.
Oh.
Yeah, and some oranges in a cup.
How quaint.
Free tables over there. You sit down and while the chairs are like...
Yeah, my knees are up to my chest.
All the other kids are like...
So. Pretty good lunch today, huh?
Cookie.
Yeah, I'll trade you my oranges for it.
I love oranges. You're my new best friend.
Your best friend smells like death.
You adopt me.
You oh be God, my
that's
dad.
So creepy. You adopt him into the typhoid undead.
I don't think you'd like my wife.
Actually, my wife might like this. That's what we need to train and bring up in the evil ways.
My dark apprentice.
I just like oranges. Go kill them for oranges.
Okay. specializes in transmutation. Transmutes everyone into oranges and then eats them.
So
cute. Yeah. All right. Sorry, Jessica.
We need to get an evil transmutation.
Wow. We apparently are not on task today.
The HP for today, we get 50 each.
I'm sorry to disturb you, but I do have some dire news to bring you.
Sorry.
Don't tell me. The cake's gonna be late.
The cake is a lie.
Perhaps. Harry might have gotten the wrong flavor.
Damn. I should have gone with chocolate.
Everyone loves chocolate!
But no!
Except for those that are allergic.
They still like chocolate.
Come with me into my office if it's dire news. Yes. No need to say it around the children.
Mm-hmm. Ricardo,
what?
You can creep in the children out.
I'm not good.
No. Come, boy.
What?
Come.
Bye, see you at recess.
As I walk away, a couple of the kids notice their PBJs are gone.
My PBJ.
So now you're saying.
Are you sure you got it good? Did you leave anything?
Of course I did. I just took the PBJs.
You stole food from the
did you leave anything? Is this okay, good?
I left money.
What is this?
Ooh, it's a chocolate coin!
Anyway.
This is hot! This is old chocolate!
It's gonna hurt.
I left everyone at the table a gold piece.
Okay.
I don't know how many people were at the table.
5.
Okay.
Now hold on. No.
Please stop that, Steven.
Alright.
Okay.
You guys head up to his office, and he, of course, goes, well, it's interesting when I get 1, 2, 3, 4 visitors.
There's 5.
I'm not here.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you're
the 4. Yes. So, your imaginary friend?
Yeah, he's likely to have one.
Pull up a chair for him. Or her.
Or it. Maybe it's an it.
We'll leave it at it for now, but it can stand. So anyways.
Oh, this is interesting. A tiefling, a human, an elf, and a heavily robed, not suspicious man at all.
I'm human.
Sorry, I was laughing about the story I heard about Tom and Wolf.
Shut up, Rick.
Dick. Dick.
Yes,
Tricky Dick.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm sure you recognize us, we recognize you, but...
No, actually I have no idea who you are.
We're known as the Night Guard.
Oh shit, run away!
Ah, interesting. Knight with an N or knight with a K?
N.
I don't know, I was never good at spelling.
They both have N's in them.
Okay. Night guard.
We need to talk to you, well, about the Blood Lotus.
The who?
See, Tyler.
Oh, yes, the Blood Lotus. Yes.
We heard you were publicly against them.
They're very sneaky, but they're
yes, well, I'm usually against any organization that kidnaps children and races them as assassins.
Humans, on the other hand, you always have to deal
with. Yes, well, last night there was an assassination attempt on you.
You may not know it, though.
You know the story about the elf and the orc?
No.
Why don't you shut up, Dick?
That
was a cover.
Tiefling last night told a great story about it.
The other one.
I'm sorry, I had ducked out early.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, you missed a very funny story.
Well, if you hear it, it's a cover-up. Though don't tell anyone.
All right. Yes, I am opposed to the Blood Lotus. From what I understand, they're a group of crazy cultists who kidnap children and raise them to be assassins. I've never actually encountered any of them.
One theory, yes. Yes, well, we've never really encountered them either. They just kind of pop up.
Oh, we've encountered them several times.
Yeah. Just not
we
by our own choosing. Yes.
So anyways, we're going to try to attack them.
That's why there's random encounters.
Very well. I'm afraid I don't have terribly much information on them.
No, any assistance you could provide would be welcome.
I have.
And what kind of assistance are you asking
these
for?
People got captured.
You have to understand, I just run an orphanage.
We heard that you had political power.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to gain.
When your face was open. It's never been that bad. You're listening
here. Well, evidently the Blood Lotus considers you a threat.
You're thinking. Shh.
Well, that's disturbing. As you, I assume you will understand.
Yes.
Not the face.
So why are the Night Guard interested in destroying the Blood Lotus? If you don't mind me asking.
They're trying to destroy us.
They're not necessarily healthy.
They're our enemies.
Hmm.
I would say we are sworn to destroy them, but it wouldn't be quite accurate. But it would still be epic to say it that way. So, Ricardo, would you mind saying it for me?
I am sworn to destroy them.
Thank you.
Strike an epic pose?
As epic a pose as I can in a giant hat and robe?
A woman pose.
What kind of political power are you looking for? I mean, I can speak on your behalf, you know, maybe kick some funds your way, but that's about it.
Funds would be welcome. Also, just spreading the word that they exist.
Well, I'm campaigning against them. I'm not sure I can try any harder.
Well, continue what you're doing then.
If you know of any people who would be able to more directly assist us, you know, like
you
how in my book
contacts.
Last night in the module, they had that whole web of contacts.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's the Paths of the Damned series. Completely different. It's not like they're run by the same person or anything. It's a really crappy game.
Well,
meh.
If that person says it, then of course it must be true.
Too, you know.
So, anyways, do you know anyone more specifically who'd be able to directly help us?
The guard?
Can't go.
They don't tend to actually be of too much assistance.
Oh, the Steelheart family.
Do they hate us?
Isn't that the military family?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's the one that we pissed off, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't necessarily trust them for that.
We're not on speaking terms with them at the moment.
We don't necessarily trust them for that.
I'm not good friends, but I hear they're usually into good cause.
We could always try.
How about the Brotherhood in Copper District?
They're already our ally.
We got them in the pocket.
Well then, I'm afraid you've expended my list of possible goodies.
Well,
good heroes.
List I will.
Oh, then I would suggest for you to have more bodyguards around.
They wouldn't attack me in an orphanage.
Yeah, they would.
Sure?
They're the Blood Lotus.
I'm positive about that.
Well, okay, I can keep an eye out.
So, our civic duty's done. Good luck. If you hear of anything, pass the word our way.
Okay. Where can I contact you?
The Coliseum.
If you see a kid running around town named Billy, he's a normal runner. He'll know how to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Billy.
Billy. Okay, I'll look for a Billy.
That's not a common name at all. Dick.
I give his basic description. He has a scar under his right, left, yeah, this ear.
Excuse me, little boy, I need to touch you. don't have the scar.
Now remember, Stephen, it's the one that forms the L is your left side.
The Coliseum. You can always meet us there.
Alright, Coliseum or little Billy.
Doesn't make any sense.
If you don't mind my asking.
2046.
And don't mind me being so forward. Where do you get your funds to operate such a thing and give your coats?
Oh, inheritance!
Oh, from what? Or who?
My dead family.
What did they do that they made so much?
I don't know. My father was fairly distant.
Ah. 33. Sense motive.
Okay, well...
Anyway,
let me continue on for a minute.
A colossal size motor.
So, yeah, that's about where I get my money now. So use it to go on campaigns. It was fairly substantial.
Oh yes, we. I was just curious, really. I didn't really have any suspicions or anything. I had heard rumors, of course.
Rumors are terrible. More often than not, they lead to more harm than good.
Occasionally.
All right, Steven, something's fishy.
Duh!
What's fishy?
The guy's story.
He gave me a sense motive, and it's not lie detector. So, something about that is fishy.
Something about either his inheritance, or Tyler's talking about colossal size amongst them, I missed the last thing.
Why didn't the inheritance go to your mother?
Oh, she passed away as well.
Oh. What did she do?
He said his family was dead.
Well, she was a housewife.
He didn't know what...
Did they live here in the city?
No.
Surface.
Oh. What country, if you don't mind my asking? I'm from Amido myself.
Arcadia. Area just... the sad little area just between Runmore and Siren on their yearly war path.
Oh my.
I'm sure lots of riches were dropped down there.
Yes.
Well, it was nice chatting with you.
You as well. Keep my eye open.
Yes.
All right, we're supposed to leave then.
Okay, you guys head out.
Okay.
Tyler, you find a great deal.
Yeah. I've got a question, though. In Bards, it says I had to take the spell failure for shields.
Mm-hmm.
Are you keeping that?
Yes.
Okay, I need to get rid of the shield then.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a shield.
The buckler you gave me a long time, a buckler of the bard?
Oh, no, that ignores it.
Okay.
Andre, I see you on 5 guy information checks to find out where he normally goes, when he gets his money, stuff like that.
Okay. So you're going out and gather information. Rest of the group, what are you all doing?
I was going to go to the Brotherhood because I need to talk to James about a few things.
Okay, going to the Brotherhood.
I guess I'll go ahead and go with her and then chat with Stormhammer when I get there.
Okay. Alright, Steven. He usually doesn't go much more than the, orphanage. Usually, only for big social events.
Does he have a bank?
He does not have a bank. He has his money basically appears out of thin air. There's no funds that ever come in, but he keeps spending. And he's certainly not getting any money from an orphanage.
Any information about when he got in the city, any of his past?
It seems that he got in the city about 8 years ago.
And immediately started an orphanage.
Yep.
I'm going to laugh if this is a deity's work. Start an orphanage now, please.
Hey, Ricardo.
Hmm.
I'll go find Ricardo after a bit. Is there any other information that I find?
I guess
you're in the Brotherhood compound.
Yeah, I'm chatting with
all the guards. You see all the recently, so all the dummies that they're beating have been painted red and they have horns and little tails dangling down. And apparently they've got lots of stab marks in the head and an occasional stab wound where the heart should have been.
Yeah. Anyway, Ricardo.
Yes.
Oh, we're
sit down, have a drink.
Huh?
Sit down, have a drink.
The standing's more epic.
Last time you got married.
I'm not worried about that, actually. But anyway, when we were in the office with Bale, did you use your goggles on him?
Well, my goggles are always active.
Did you register anything on him?
He looked pretty alive.
He was alive.
How confident do you feel tonight?
In what?
Just answer the question.
Confident in what?
I'm glad I'm not there.
Do you feel confident?
Stormhammer's like...
Stormhammer, cover your ears for a moment.
Confident Please. About...
I'm going to tell him a dirty joke.
Confident in my sense of humor?
Good enough.
Not money, so much anymore.
Money that just appears out of thin air. I need you to look into it, preferably at the orphanage. Go to the bakery. Get me some bagels. Find out what the secret ingredient is.
He's terrible at this.
Yes, he is.
Actually, I'm not even trying. Honestly, I don't care. Stormhammer's gonna hide.
Am I being paid?
If we find the source of infinite money...
I highly doubt it's some random source of infinite money.
But he doesn't have a bank. He has no income. It just randomly spawns.
As I said, I highly doubt it's some random spigot of that spews molten coins.
Imagine if it was that. That would Anyways, be cool. Since you don't sleep, I figured tonight while your wife's asleep after you do whatever you do, just go over, look around his place.
By the way, does she still work for the Brotherhood? Okay.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
You don't sleep.
No, I don't.
Why not?
He already knows that.
You know.
Oh.
I thought you at least had to sleep. I know vampires have to sleep.
Well, they're like allergic to the day or something. I don't know.
And don't liches have to sleep for their spells?
I don't know. They have to rest. Well, I get spells, but it's complicated.
Okay.
Anyway. I suppose I'll see you later.
Have fun at the bakery.
Maybe I'll get some more peanut butter and jelly.
PBJ.
No, that's only tasty when you steal it from small children.
It tastes like flesh.
The jelly?
I suddenly got the urge never to eat peanut butter and jelly. Alrighty, well, that's done.
Okay, I guess I go keep an eye on the orphanage.
Alright, so what were you contacting James about?
Well, one about the Brotherhood, and I also wanted to talk to him about the Steelheart guy.
I just could have been pumped.
Okay, so what do you want to know about the Steelhearts?
Because then next week, you're not to die.
Okay. They're a good, reputable family.
Anyways, right?
Exactly. They're very reputable, and so I'm sure they'd probably get along better with the Brotherhood members than the Night Guard.
Yes.
Especially since the Night Guard turned in one of their daughters.
Yes, they are furious about that.
Information in your name.
What and I have a new location. Apparently, if we're going to be going against the Blood Lotus, we would like some additional help.
Actually, go to yourself. I just know that it's open.
So you assume that the Brotherhood is, of course, going to get dragged into your fight?
Yes. We're allies, aren't we? It was taken out of the Brotherhood, an evil organization.
Yes, okay.
Of course I was going to ask you. It's not like I'm forcing you to.
Yeah, first the necromancers, now the Blood Lotus.
We don't ask
Hey, the Blood Lotus is everyone's problem.
Say, we don't ask whether we can join the necromancers, just Stormhammer.
I was using Stormhammer as a, I suppose, a symbol that he's also
Brotherhood. Yes. I understand.
Okay.
Getting dragged in from one fight to the next.
Well,
this is what we get for being the Brotherhood of Fighters.
Yes.
You're not the Brotherhood of Ninnies.
I miss the days when we could just guard the streets against petty thieves.
Oh, yes, those were the days.
You mean the days before the PC?
Pushing people off rooftops.
Back when
fun.
We were the petty thieves.
Pushing people off rooftops was so fun.
Yes, and it was just a balcony. By the way, if I remember correctly, you did an upskirt kick on me.
Something like that.
I got a 19.
I'm glad you remembered it so fondly.
Well, it's the last sight I got to see as I plummeted 30 feet onto my face.
When was this?
Early on when we were liberating some people from towers.
Oh, it's okay. I quickly followed after you. It's alright. Towers. However,
that's what I'm doing.
I was wanting to ask you to have someone speak for us to the Steelheart family.
I can certainly try.
Because you are more reputable than any of us.
Yes, well. Okay, sure thing.
Thank you. This is what happens when you have thieves as allies. They get in much of trouble.
We're not thieves.
Oh, Prince, why did I get into this? Why did I agree to this? Yes. Damn you and your contracts.
Yes, why? Wait, what?
James.
James in a contract with Prince of Thieves?
He signed a contract, which is therefore guarded over by the Prince of Thieves. Remember? God of Pacts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Every time there's a contract written up, Prince of Thieves is looking at it.
He goes, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
You probably said that to me when I was getting here. He goes, ooh. She's hot, but ooh.
and at the same time, he's still like, Prince of Thieves is like, Kay, why? A deputy? What's wrong with you?
I feel dirty already! Come on, don't take it in! It's like I was planning on it!
I'm so confused. Okay.
You beat me in my sleep again, I don't care!
Well, Andre, I got a 19 on perform dance in my dance lessons.
Yes, yes, very good, very good, yes. Now back, then left, then right, then left, then left, then right, then right, then left.
What race is he?
Human.
Deer, can I hit him?
No, deer, he's a cute Horden man. He's old.
His voice is getting really annoying. I know, left, then left, then back, then right. I get it! I get it!
Then move your feet that way, dumbass.
I'm not good with my feet, it's my heels are like, ah!
Yes, I know. Besides, I just like putting you through your own private hell.
I've been there. It wasn't actually that bad. Said he's really.
I know. You should come back with me.
So you guys can go punch your mom in the face.
All right. Rest of the group.
Yes.
Tyler's still shopping.
Amanda.
In shopping.
What?
Do you teach your wife some more stuff?
You are such a woman.
Stuff?
Sign language.
Okay.
Or
sure.
Something.
I haven't seen that.
Alright. Well, we've got an hour. And the only thing, we can try and do something productive by searching for someone or something. Or you can make plans.
We can. Oh, we still have a necro list.
Yes, that's one of the things. Is
you don't really have an hour. We're not going to be able to take one down.
We can plan.
That's what I'm saying. So I need you guys to figure out what you're going to do in the next hour. So next week we can start next on that. Because I already knew what was happening today.
I say we have to go after Mose, the Nyepian scientist.
He's one of the Necromancers?
Yeah.
Okay. Where is he located?
We didn't get that exactly. He's just out in the room.
Okay, that's fine with me.
We can learn from. What is he?
He's a Nyepian scientist.
That's all we know?
He's a Nyepian scientist, he's a.
Why don't you go out in the room and figure it out then?
I'll help. Okay. Ooh, two natural ones. I don't want to get done in a fight out there without the whole group.
I'm out of bed.
Do you want me to come with you?
They're freaking. Gabby's. I took them out by myself.
I didn't get an natural
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but if he rolls natural, that means we're finding
ooh.
Paladins.
I rolled two ones.
Ooh. One succeed. Two succeed. Ooh.
I assist every time so far.
Let's see. 19. 21. No. Actually, let's see. 21 plus 2 is 23. I offer money out here, it doesn't do anything, does it?
Offer them food. Maybe they'll do it.
Sure. I'll bring beef jerky.
That's plenty.
Sweet. I assist.
I got 5.
I assist.
Okay.
All right. I have to roll below a 3.
Well, say. All right. Now, Ampian scientist, necromancer, of course, wizard, located in the southeast, near Bart. He has lots of undead that are experimental.
Oh, you mean this is where Andres have fun?
He designs and manipulates undead. He is emotionless.
So he's your average Niapian?
Even more so.
Okay.
He doesn't express frustration, irritation, anything.
Almost as though he's dead?
No, even the dead usually have some level of personality. Or some level of drive.
If they have.
If they have sentience. He wards his area with, of course, his creations and high amounts of magical traps. You said you got 5?
Yeah.
He has not been seen in the light of day for 5 years.
I assume that's it.
Yes.
Is there more that we could possibly find? I assist.
That can make it.
He is partially a shadow.
Would you like to know more?
Would you like to know more?
Yes, actually.
Push B. Like, more options.
Layout, the base.
If he's part of the shadow, is he weak against light spells?
We don't know.
Or is it just the?
I really think I'm going to get that spell.
Drawbacks.
There's actually a template half shadow.
I don't know anything about that.
Your problem, not mine.
But anyways.
Ghost touch sounds like a good idea.
I like it. The dog can make me something that does shield some of her times per day.
She won't make it, but she knows someone who could.
Okay. Do you want me to design it, Andre?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much does ghost touch add to a weapon?
Oh dear, did you ever get that license?
Yes.
Okay.
License to ill.
By the way, it cost 500 gold pieces.
Did you take that out of
your wallet? Box? Yes. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine.
What license did you get?
Teleportation.
She can spell. So she can spell. Wow.
She has a literacy test.
That was one of the requirements.
She can cast spells, so we got her the teleportation license.
Shield. Some other property I thought would be useful.
You need a pencil.
I don't know what it was. Can you think of one?
On reduction to 25% health, cast heal.
That's contingency. Yeah, that's a bit out of my price range.
Alright, so go ahead and plan.
Well, there's not much to plan for since we don't know the outline of his base. We don't know the
equations. Okay.
I'm obviously going to get the scroll of the, what is it?
Death ward.
How much did that cost again?
Alright. Well, then, since this seems like a fairly decent point to call it.
It's like 1,000.
I'll go ahead and do that.
Or 2,000.
I'm going to get a ghost touch on my dagger.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars, A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons, the story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain, is they're gonna either have enough room to live, or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com. Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.